Yeah. Welcome to the Growing Sexy R&B Live with your man, Kiefer. Woo! Boy, what a day. We are back in the business. Hey, we got a great show for you guys tonight, boy. I already got my drink.
Oh, shucks!
What's it called again? Glamour Hood. Okay. Don't steal it. Anyway, Sade's not here, so I got the infamous, the beautiful, talented queens of all queens, the one and only Miss Tasha.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everyone?
Oh, girl, you get the claps.
Hey, I'm special.
You get the claps. Damn. Pull that shit out the ass right there. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You're looking good, girl.
Thank you.
Look at you, got the hair all like whipped down, like, you know, got the baby hair whipping. Look at you.
The baby
don't
hair.
Don't make me blush.
The baby hair cracking.
Okay. I love it. How you doing?
It's actual baby hair and not bangs.
Oh, it is.
What other people are doing.
It is baby hair. Wait, you don't use a toothbrush and go.
Yeah, you know, you gotta get a little perfect, you know.
Okay. That's what I love about the sisters, boy.
Woo, y'all yes.
Be putting it in. Anyway, how you doing?
But I'm good. I'm feeling good. I'm excited to be back. Gonna have a great show.
This girl, she flies in from LA.
Come on now. Come with it.
Okay. That's some boss moves right there. B-O-S-S.
Come on. Yeah. Let's claim it.
But you know what? We can't do this without our... We can't... Music... Without music, we ain't got shit.
We ain't got a damn thing.
I want to introduce our DJ, Mr. Good Vibe.
What's up? Hey! Mr. Good Vibes, how you feeling?
I'm good.
Boy, you're using all the effects right now, huh?
I remember it was there.
The DSPs, boy. Boy, look at you, boy. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man.
How are you guys?
Good, man. Hey, was Tuesday Blend last night?
Yes.
How was it?
It was actually really good. Like, we thought it was going to be kind of a slow night, and then we just got hit, like, one time. Like, I went out back, just to take a little break, you know, it was a little quieter in the hallway. I come back in, and the venue was packed. I was like, where did all these people come from? It was crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Had really good performers last night. We had 6 DJs.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where is this at again?
It's an event called Tuesday Blend.
It's the first Tuesday
of the month.
Nice.
Yeah, all independent artists.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, so you know I'll be in the house, you know, so but yeah, I think I'm gonna keep me on the list every month.
Like, okay,
remember
how
you saying, yeah, like me, Sade, and Tasha, if she ever comes to the town, you know.
Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, because if I'm not gonna be able to make it, at least I'm, you know, I don't have to worry about not being on the list.
Yeah, of course.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. What else is going on with you, man? You know.
Nothing much, man. It's kind of the same old.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, you know. Well, you know, we have to do our celebratory drink.
Oh.
What you got? What you got?
Tea. Nah.
That better not be no goddamn tea in there.
Oh, she gave it that look like it's a spike tea.
Yes, it's a spike tea. A hottie toddy.
I don't see no smoke coming out that motherfucker. It must be not too much of hottie in that toddy. Well, anyway, we want to do a celebration. Cheers to everyone. You know, we always do start off our show with a beautiful cheers. Cheers to you. Where you ain't got no. Where's your alkaline wire?
It's like all the way over there.
Ooh.
I'm all wired up already, so I gotta get it later.
Well, unwire yourself.
We'll get it to him.
I got it.
Break. All right. Yeah, break. Well, I need to take a sip because it's one of those days.
It's one of those days. Why is it one of those days?
Because we have a crazy topic to talk about.
Oh.
Poly life versus.
Oh.
Marriage Ooh. Life.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
She said, oh.
I am. I really want to hear about this. Mm. Especially, I want to hear what you got to say about it.
I got a lot of stuff.
I know you do.
I got a lot on my mind on that one. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So we got a great topic. We got a great topic. We got Carlos Farrar.
Yes.
Great.
He is amazing. I can't wait to hear his live performance.
He's amazing talent, man, and he's got his DJ in the building too with us. DJ So Hype. I say he's a celebrity DJ in Vegas. He claims that he's not, but he is. He's a very famous DJ here in Vegas, outside of Forensic and the other ones that are here. So big shout out to him. So yeah, we got him in the building, and good vibe. Tasha, I got a new song for you.
Okay.
She didn't do it.
Neither did you.
I say, Tasha, I have a new song for you.
Is it a jam? I know.
Hey, that worked.
Did it work, Jay?
You guys didn't do it at the same time, but it was like a wave of a wave.
Oh, like we're in a damn stadium.
The wave.
Like,
you
know, stadium, like, yeah. Oh, sit down. Tasha, you got, girl, come on. I know you say you don't, you it's hard for you to two-step. I know. I got to teach you how to do that. Got to teach a girl how to two-step.
Hey, now, let's not go too far.
Okay.
Let's not take it too far. All right,
I don't have to teach her that, but you know, we gotta get the.
I don't know.
Gotta get the neck roll. Anyway, so I got a new song. It's this song. Wait, see if you can type this in. Good vibe. His name is October London.
October London.
You know about October London? This song right here. This is Snoop Dogg's artist out of. Their first R&B artist out of Death Row.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And this brother sounds like Marvin Gaye.
No. Okay. I gotta hear this.
This song is called
"You Get
Back
Me?
To
you...
Your Place."
Mm.
Baby girl, I'm coming back to your place.
I want to hear this.
You got it. Here we go. Yep. Your man DJ Kiefer
and Tasha.
Growing Sexy R&B Live.
I've been looking at you all night. You been missing. So she said, take me, oh, take me, babe. Oh, baby, take me back to your place. Ooh, your place of residence. So she said,
baby, sing it. Sing
take
it
me back to your place.
Yes.
Come on now.
Sounds so good.
Take me. Oh, take me. That shit was fire, boy.
That
I tell you.
That was
that
fire.
Is, you know, and I need to get in contact with Ziola Z Gay, Marvin's little sister. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell her about this gentleman, cuz she's going to be like,
so, oh, you know her personally?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she lives out here. She came to our show. We did her toy drive.
Oh, wow.
In December.
Nice.
Yeah, she'll be back. You'll get a chance to meet her again. But welcome back to your man Kiefer.
And your girl Tasha.
Growing Sexy R&B. Growing Sexy, yes. R&B Live.
What topic you got for us tonight?
It's called Poly Life,
ooh,
versus Marriage Life.
Ooh. All right, now. Let's get into it. I'm ready. I want to hear more. Want to hear more about this subject.
And also, we got to talk about, you know, hey, you know, I'm a big sports fan. So, you know, so we had the NCAA Final Four.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout outs to UConn. They beat San Diego State, the men's. And then, of course, the ladies, LSU Tigers beat Iowa. You know, so that was a huge win. My bracket was all fucked up. Mm. All fucked up. Brackets. All fucked up. I didn't like. They ain't not near one.
Did you bet?
Yeah, I bet.
Did you win?
Do I sound like I won?
Nah,
I ain't win.
No, because you didn't break me off any. So yeah. I know you didn't win.
Yeah, if I
you
won,
you better not.
If I'd have won, I would have broke you off some. Yeah, but yeah, big shout out to them. Oh, I want to give it title sponsors, man. Let's do it. Title sponsors: Soundbeat Entertainment LLC, and also Chaotic. Organized Chaotic, right?
Organized Chaotic.
Wait, say it again, Jay. Oh, Organized Chaos. Thank you, bro. You know, I wish. Where the hell is Sade?
Where is she?
Where the hell,
Sade? Where are you?
Where the hell is Sade, boy?
You missing? MIA.
Also, you know, I'm also a huge F1.
Okay.
I've been following it for over 20 years. I got my Mr. Lewis Hamilton shirt on right now.
Okay. I see you.
Only he's the you know, the black driver, but he's one of the best drivers ever in F1. I mean, he's shattered every day.
I have to check him out.
So yeah, so he came in second place in the Australia Grand Prix.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he came in second place behind Max Verstappen, that privileged motherfucker. Anyway.
Me likey.
Anyways, and let's see what else we got on the docket. R&B news.
Let's hear it. What is
R&B news?
What's popping this week?
Okay, so well, since I can't talk about it now because Carlos kind of like debunked.
Carlos, what you do?
He debunked this rumor. So it, you know, so Tyrese, you wrong for giving us the TGG album announcement.
I'm hurt about that.
You're wrong on that one,
because y'all got me excited.
Yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, you're wrong on that one.
The excitement went away when I found out.
What's that?
It's not going down.
No, it was. I don't know.
It's not going down for real.
It's not going down. So yeah. So
April Fools.
But also, you know, I am excited about this because Maxwell is doing a residency here in Vegas.
What?
Yes. At the Wynn Hotel. Yes.
Oh, I gotta see Maxwell. I've seen him before, but I want to see him again. He's so amazing. Yeah,
Debut at the Wynn Hotel. Let's see, when is the tickets? The tickets are going on sale this Friday, and right now he only has 3 dates, but he's gonna be having more.
Okay.
So, cool. I got the hookup at this.
Support, Wynn. Y'all go out, check him out, Maxwell.
Maxwell. Also, I'm kind of this is like bad news and good news. So, what do you want me? So. Lauryn Hill. You want to hear the bad? Okay, Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. Oh.
Lauryn Hill is going to do a concert. She's going to do a concert.
Okay.
But it's only for one fucking date.
No!
Oh, that's the
when
bad
is
news.
The date?
That's the bad news.
When is the date?
It's one day in Virginia.
And when?
She said,
do you
when?
Know?
Yeah, I do know. It's the she's doing it on the 25th year anniversary of Miss Education album. Mm.
It's been 20. Wow.
25 years.
I should have known
25
that.
Years. Yeah.
I definitely shouldn't.
Tickets going. June 9th.
In
Virginia.
I would love to see that.
Me too. But Virginia?
I know.
I mean,
there's
nothing wrong with Virginia.
That's part of my area.
There's nothing wrong
DMV.
With DMV. There's nothing wrong with Virginia. I'm just saying, you know, I'm a West Coast dude, so we need to move out here.
So you're saying you're not going to Virginia?
Facts.
To see her.
Facts. Not going to Virginia.
That's messed up.
Not going.
Well, I would go.
I'm not going to Virginia.
Okay. I'll go to the VA.
I'll go. Then can I go with you then?
Oh, now you want to go?
Well, because you know, two sages in the same place. I know I'm gonna have a good time.
You're right about that. We are about fun.
Yeah. So if Virginia's gonna be boring,
good vibes, good times.
Yeah, if Virginia's boring, I ain't gonna be bored with the person I'm hanging out with. So
okay. So. I need to look into that.
All right. So you got anything? What you got, Miss Tashosh?
Are we gonna get into the poly? In the marriage?
Oh, she really wants to get into the Hey, Jay Boogie.
That's what I want to talk about.
Hey, we got a little bumper. We got a little bumper, and this is some crazy shit, okay?
Kenya, this is Carl, my husband of 26 years, and this is Tiger, my husband of 10 years. Look at this. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Carl and I are entrepreneurs. We run several companies online, and we've written several books together.
For a living, I'm an investor. I sit around and look at numbers and charts and watch stock market all day.
Every lady should have two husbands. I'm legally married to Carl for the past 26 years. We have 3 kids together. When we decided that we wanted to have this multiple relationship structure in our marriage, we went straight to our kids and talked to them about it. We told them exactly what it was, exactly what it was not, and we always kept the door open for them to ask questions, share their thoughts, opinions, feelings, and we always supported them.
All right, go ahead, cut it, yeah.
But did you see the legs under there?
So that's crazy the poly life is so.
Yes, I'm liking that. I'm liking the woman having the two men.
Pass me, give me my phone right there. My phone. Thank you, Tashosh.
You're welcome.
So we're talking about poly life versus marriage life.
So what's your take on that? I would love to hear.
Well, I'm definitely not gonna get married, so I'm cool on that. I done it once. I'm not doing it again. But poly life, I don't know. I mean, am I open to it? Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be open to it. I mean, there's a certain level of respect. So
definitely.
So it has to really be for her. I got really understand where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. Why she wants to do it. Me personally. It's hard juggling one woman. I'm not fucking juggling two. Okay? Yeah, it's just too damn much.
Well, what if the women want to juggle you with a couple others? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I guess I'm cool with that.
Okay.
I like the way you put that. I like the word juggle.
I'm juggle. Sure you do.
Juggle me, baby girl. Okay, shit.
Yes.
After 9 o'clock.
But less of it.
Yeah.
Would you explain to the audience what poly is, just in case some people don't know what that is?
Yeah.
I know it's been out there, but.
I'll be glad to. Let me get to my notes here because.
It's not Polynesian.
I didn't say that.
It's polygamy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Polygamy. Well,
but no. Polygamy. No, it's.
Polynesian.
No. It's not Polynesian.
No. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes because the same term, the same word is used for both.
Got
so
you.
In context, you have to make it clear because it's two completely different things.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because Polynesian would be like Hawaiian, Samoan, Tongan.
Right.
You know,
got
blah,
you.
Blah, blah, blah. And then there's polygamy where it's like, let's go to Utah. You know what I mean?
Got
like
you.
Multiple mm-hmm. partners.
So polygamy is a man marrying various wives. Polyamorous is anybody having it's multiple kinda, yeah. relationships with, whether it's three of you guys, which I've heard they call it throuple, triad. I'm hearing these words come out.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like, it could be three women, a man and a woman. And so you can kind of make your
multiple.
Own rules. Basically what people are doing right now, but not being honest.
Facts. So, you know, what's that old saying? Just lie to me. Just lie
just
to me.
Lie.
Just lie.
No, no.
Don't tell me what, just lie. You know, just say you love me and I don't want to know about the other thing.
But thank you for that. Cause I didn't realize, I knew about polygamy, yeah. but I
We don't use that term like where we come from. That's a term that's used here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like in the state.
Got you. But that's good to know. We do got to be clear on those terms because they're all so close.
Because if you put it in that way where it's Polynesian and marriage.
No.
It's a whole different world right there.
Facts. Yeah. So, I mean, I did some research. You know, I tapped into the AI
okay.
spectrum.
Let's hear what you got.
I'm not going to like discuss. I mean, I'm not going to read this whole damn thing.
That's
fine. But basically,
summary.
Summary like flexibility.
Okay.
You know, what's the pros and cons of the poly life? Flexibility.
Are they bendy or not?
Well,
bendy?
Flexibility means like the flexible in relationships, gathering flexibility in terms of roles, rules, expectations.
Mm.
You know, stuff like that. You know. What else? You know, communication. I guess that should be number one.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have communication, you shouldn't be doing the poly life.
That is true.
Because
I would agree with that.
You know, so I'm not even going to get into the reasons behind that. Self-exploration.
What does that mean?
And what In my head, I'm thinking, but I would.
Well,
AI
told me this. AI says poly life can be a great opportunity for self-exploitation as it allows people to explore their sexuality, emotions, needs, and desires. This can be a great way to gain a better understanding of oneself and learn more about one's relationship style.
Mm.
So,
okay. But I like it.
But ain't there like... When you're talking about my time, me time, you know, that's when you explore yourself?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Maybe pushing the boundaries?
I mean, I think it depends on the individual, you know, and what they like and what they want as far as exploring.
Like BPs?
Yeah.
Butt plugs.
If that's what they like.
I'm just saying, that's how you explore, right?
Do you like it?
I already discussed.
Do you
plus.
Like? Oh,
I discussed,
you have?
Yeah, I've discussed it already. Yeah. And for those that don't know,
I missed that episode.
Yeah, go previous episode. I went deep into that.
Oh,
not literally.
Okay.
Can I continue on with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lower commitment.
Lower commitment.
I don't.
I can see that, but.
Like lower commitment, like okay, so if I'm not committed to you, 50% of the time that's allowable?
I guess if you have that conversation with whoever you're in a relationship with and they are okay with that 50%, some people are.
Okay.
So you for it. You're not going to get married. You open to it.
I'm open to it. I'm open to, you know what the real thing for me, it's all about energy with me. At this point in my life, I just want to be with someone that gives me peace. That's okay. It. Peace.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into energy that's not going to help me throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm done with all that little side hustle shit, you know?
Gotcha.
So it's all about peace for me. So if you're able to provide that for me, then, I think a person told me this one time, you cannot stop anyone from not falling in love with someone else. You can't. So
that's true.
So you know, so I'm never gonna tell someone, you love me and no one else. I can't do that. Good. That's not how you live your life. So as long as we're communicating that and whatnot, then I'm good.
I feel you.
What about you?
I'm the same. I mean, I think first of all, people need to really know themselves, and not judge the other person, whether you want the marriage or you want the poly life. So me, I'm open. I'm definitely started to recently explore more about the poly life. I just want to learn more, see if that's something I really want, you know, in my life. I don't have, you know, all these people around, like, okay, I want two boyfriends and two girlfriends. Like, I got potentials or anything like that. But yeah, I think I'm glad that we have opened up, because like I said, I feel like so many people are kind of living that life anyway, you know, cheating, but not necessarily being open, have a side girlfriend and vice versa. So
side chick.
Yeah.
I think it's a culture thing too. Because when you go to different parts of the world, like, men have like tons of wives.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. That's true as well. So yeah, I mean, I'm exploring, shall I say.
Okay.
But nothing is definitive yet.
Okay. I love that. I mean, you know, can someone be in love with someone, another person at the same time?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. But you have to have secure people, you know, people that's whole within themselves and, you know, secure, because insecurities will cause so many issues, you know. So
I agree. So
have you guys ever seen any of this stuff on social media?
No.
Yeah.
Like there's reels, there's TikToks, like tons of them.
No.
On the poly.
I haven't explored it, so
yeah, I've seen a few on YouTube that I've actually watched, just to get more information, and also the Red Table Talk. When I looked at that, when they were talking about the poly life, that was very good, you know, information. So,
Okay.
So you guys check it out if you want to learn more.
I haven't seen that that particular episode.
Yeah, so. It was really, really good. It opened my eyes to just get a little clear on what the lifestyle is really about. And it's not, most people think that it's about sex as well. It's really about connections and different connections you may have specifically with someone. So I know I was kind of brainwashed in the beginning to feel like, okay, it's about sex. You know what I mean? Someone wants someone else just because of the sex. And it's most people that are in that life and telling their story, it's not even about the sex.
And they're not all together at the same time.
No.
They're not doing
a
menage.
A lot of them are
having.
Some of them maybe, but most of them aren't. They're having those separate relationships with the individual, but.
So, baby, I'll be in your room at 6 o'clock, okay? Baby, I'll be in your room at 6:03. Because you know it's going to take me three. Like
Ooh.
That? Like that? Like, that's how they do it?
Possibly. Possibly. Would you be down for that?
Nah, I can't see myself doing that. Look, I was a hoe for about a year, and my damn soul just could not do it. I like, man, oh, I feel dirty. Damn, I can't do this. No, I can't.
You don't want a whole bunch of, I think, multiple partners, and I'm big on that as well. And don't want a whole bunch. It's more of the connections. You know.
That's what I'm exploring. I'm looking for that connection.
Yeah.
So, will I get more in one or more in two connections? I don't know, but I'm open to it. I'm not gonna
stop it if it comes.
Right. I'm not gonna shelter myself, because you never know what you're missing.
Good topic.
I love it. You know, Vibe got into it. You know, I guess Vibe, you haven't done any poly life in your time.
That's not for me.
Not for you.
Okay.
All right.
One woman man.
There's this girl that I was dating a while ago, mm-hmm. Some years ago, and she asked if I was into that because she thought that's how I was.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like, what made you ask me that?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. It's just the way that you are, I guess. Your personality, you're pretty laid back. You don't seem like you get jealous about things. And I'm like, it's not really that. It's just I know me, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. Somebody I have a few friends actually that kind of, they're in that circle of
right.
But that's just not my thing.
And I think that's the key, you know, that the takeaway from here is, you know, do what's best for you.
Yeah.
Just because it's out here, don't jump on the trend just because, you know, if it doesn't feel right to you, then traditional is totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, been there, done it. No, I'm open for some more shit. So, you have a topic for us, right? Going deep, what's it called? What's it going deep with Tashaw?
There you go. Let's go deep.
Let's go deep.
Yeah, so talk about the poly, so in relationships. So my question is trust issues.
Okay.
Do you have any trust issue? Why or why not?
When it comes to relationships?
Yeah.
My only big trust issue is if someone has my back. Never had that. You know, so that'll be my. I mean, I could pick a playerette out of a 1,000 spectrum of women. I know, oh, that's a player. I know that. My discernment is very good on that, so I could tell if you're gonna play me or not. I mean, but someone having my back, that's always been a iffy. If I get that, if that makes any sense.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah, I could probably.
So, is that just in relationships or period? Do you feel like you have any other trust issues outside of a relationship, just in general, or?
Business wise, yeah. So, I'm.
Where does that stem from?
Getting burned so many times by people telling you, you know, I got this. I think my biggest thing now, and this is why I push so hard for my own brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, and it took me some years to literally have a team to do this podcast, because I couldn't trust nobody.
Gotcha.
I couldn't trust anybody with the vision. I couldn't trust anybody with how it should be ran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it always got bottlenecked, and then I had to release that. I had to release that. So
gotcha.
So once I was able to start to release that, and my biggest thing is learning how to communicate to what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? What we're trying to do. So this podcast has definitely helped me in that process. I'm still learning.
You're still learning.
Yeah, I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to communicate. I'm still learning how to direct and navigate and give duties to people, you know, to everyone that's involved. So, you know, I'm still learning that process. So, and thank God I have great people that are very patient with me as well. So I'm learning on that.
I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. So what do you feel that you are doing to overcome your trust issues?
Talk to my friends. Talk to the ones that, you know, that you don't have to have the answers, but maybe you'll spark something in something that you said.
Yeah.
Like I call to Josh all the time, say, "Hey girl, what do you think about this?" You know what I'm saying? Cuz she's a businesswoman. So she's done this, she's in this arena. So I could talk to her about a lot of stuff and she could help me with that. Or I'll call my boy Daryl, or I'll call Willie, mm-hmm. You know, Willie, he's a business. So, you know, so I go to my resources of people, men and women, people that I know that are doing it well, and have, you know, helps me to navigate.
Cool. Well, I know that there's many listeners out there and they may have some trust issues as well. I'd just like to get into, you know, a few reasons why they may have trust issues and how they can possibly overcome it.
Okay, okay. So, do I need to take notes on this shit?
Hell yeah.
Where my pen at?
No, just kidding.
You think I'm playing?
But no. Oh, but let's get into the first reason many people may have trust issues. One, the lack of healing. People are not healing from their trauma. And when I say that, don't think that it's just in a relationship that you may have been hurt. You could have been hurt by your mother, your father, your brother, or a friend. And that trauma is inside of you. And you got to get it out. And when you don't get it out and you don't heal, you project that negative energy onto other people, and then now it's clouding your judgment of trusting people. So we have to heal. You know, with that said, it's important for us to heal, whether we talk to someone like you're talking to someone, whether it's a counselor, a therapist. Those things are very important. How do you feel about, you know, therapy and healing?
I love it. I've been through therapy, so I commend. I tell anybody, it's good. It's good. It helped me to get through. I had like a little tragedy with Federal Express, you know. Mm. I got shot and robbed.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, off of Overland.
What?
Yep.
That's right. Where Corpus, I used to live.
Corpus City. I know.
Yes. Oh wow.
Yeah. So I had like a post syndrome thing. Yeah.
Oh my God, Keith! I did not know that.
That's why I went into management. I said I ain't doing this damn career shit no more. Hell no. They don't catch me slipping.
So we must heal, people. So I just encourage anybody that's listening, if you do have some trust issues, please try to get some help and heal so you're not projecting that negative energy on other people. So the other thing is to try to overcome is, like you said, you know, open up, you know, open up, be transparent with yourself, with others, you know, and that's part of the healing as well. You know, just you talking about it, you'll feel a lot better about it. And then my last one I would say to overcome is to trust God, not people.
Mm.
Because people
will fail you all the time.
We're human. So people are going to disappoint you. You know, whether it's on purpose or not, you know, we do have some conniving people out there but there's some genuine people that's not trying to hurt you, but may end up hurting you because of whatever your expectations may be. So we want to learn how to trust God, because he lives within us all, whether you want to believe it or not. And then also that will allow you to trust yourself with your decisions you're doing. Because we want to put trust on other people, but you're making those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You're choosing to bring them around. So we got to pay attention to ourselves and the decisions that we're making. The more we could trust ourselves and the trust our decisions we can make, then the more we could trust others, because it's more on us and not them.
Yeah. I also, you say, I ain't talking to them no more. Fuck that, mom. You know, you got to let that shit go, because they're not thinking about you.
That part.
They're not thinking about you.
Yes.
So let that shit, L-I-G.
Let it go.
Like Ice Cube said, L-I-G it. Let it go.
I say Teddy P.
Teddy P.
That's my term for letting it go. It's like, got the teddy feet.
I love it. Well, girl, thank you for this.
Yes.
We gotta snap it up.
All about trusting yourself.
Yo, welcome back to Mac DJ. Keep it right here on the Grown and Sexy R&B Live. We have an extraordinary performance, man. I'm so happy to have this brother in the building. And not only that he came in the building, he brought his peoples. Okay, so you guys just keep it locked right here. This is your man, recording artist, Carlos Farrell.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, the one and only MP3 Wax, Black Bottle Boy, DJ So Hype. And please, ladies and gentlemen, kick back and relax and enjoy the vibes right here from the one and only Carlos Farrar.
Yeah. Grown and sexy R&B. Yeah. Yeah. It's my new single, The Right Time.
Right.
Available right now. Apple Music, Spotify.
Never the right time. I can't wait cause I've tried. I'm not changing my mind. There's no good in goodbye. It's hard but I gotta do it, cause it's killing me. It's never the right time. It's never the right time. Look. No more second chances, baby. Go separate ways. You ain't in my mind, I'll never. If I don't leave tonight, I'll never. You can write a five-page letter. See how far the mind games get you. How to let you go when you just don't wanna stop loving someone that don't care about. What if she's done too much? What if enough's enough? I've given up on love. I've given up on us. It's never the right time. I can't wait cause I've tried. I'm not changing my mind. There's no good in goodbye. It's hard but I gotta do it, cause it's killing me. It's never the right time. It's never the right time. You was too busy being outside. Every time I hated you had no time. I was never heavy on your mind. I should have seen it coming, I was so blind. You told too many lies. I took you back too many times. Instead of all this pride, why don't you just apologize? So bad I wanna stop loving someone that don't care about. What if she's done too much? What if enough's enough? I've given up on love. I've given up on us. It's never the right time. I can't wait cause I've tried. I'm not changing my mind. There's no good in goodbye. It's hard but I gotta do it, cause it's killing me. It's never the right time. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's never the right time. The right time to say goodbye. Then we gotta go our separate ways. It's never the right time. It's never the right time.
Fresh as ever. Fresh as ever.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your man, DJ Kiefer.
And it's your girl, Tasha.
Hi.
What's girl, up?
Why you be holding on the mic like that?
I mean, I like to hold things.
I will say something nasty, but I ain't gonna say nothing nasty because you know. Welcome back. How you doing, girl? I know you all up in here now.
I'm all up in here. I'm doing good. I'm excited for the show today. Feeling really good.
I love it. So we had a fabulous performer, man. My man Carlos Farrar.
Shout out to Carlos.
Carlos, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Amazing.
How you doing, bro? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. Thank y'all for having
Thank
me.
Thank you for blessing us with your amazing voice.
I appreciate it. Thank
man,
you
killed
You're
it,
welcome.
Man. You killed it, bro.
Shut it down.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I want, you know, I got to get this out the way.
All right.
Let's what up? What up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though? My man, Carlos.
You got what, a rare wing?
Yeah, I got the rare. Yeah. Carlos from the D, man. So that's what's up, man. So tell us a little bit about you, your upbringing in Detroit, man, and how you got into this music business or singing.
So my dad actually, he was a singer, and so I kind of like watched him growing up. Like he had a band, and you know, I'd see them practice in the basement and stuff like that. But he was real musical. And then my stepdad was also super musical. He didn't sing. He could sing, but he didn't pursue it. Mm-hmm. But just having kind of them two influence me musically, like he'd play a lot of Prince and R. Kelly and Michael Jackson. Like those were like my top three guys growing up. Wow. And then my stepdad would play a lot of Motown stuff. So I was like really grounded in like the roots of like Detroit, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, all the old Motown stuff. Like I grew up on that, you know what I mean? So that kind of just was in me. So like the older I got, I just kind of, one day I was singing Brandy and my mom was like, oh, you can sing.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I can, huh? She told my dad, and my dad's like, all right. So he kind of like ended his career and like just started managing me.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Like from that, like he was all right, took me to the studio. I was like 11 the first time I went to the studio, and the song was terrible. Me and my sister recorded it and it was trash, but it was for experience, I guess. So like it
gotta
came
start
together.
Somewhere.
Yeah, you know, you gotta start somewhere. So
do you know what song was what song
yeah,
was?
It was
it?
Like, would you come for me when you see me in the park?
Okay.
Would you come
okay.
for me? Like yeah. It was terrible. Like I don't even know like where this song is at. I know it's on yeah. CD somewhere. You know, we don't listen to CDs no more.
Right, right.
It's somewhere. Somebody has it. She
well,
probably has
well,
it.
Long as it's not a Disney song or a Disney tune that you've done. You
nah.
Know?
Yeah, nah.
My blue is yellow. That bullshit, okay? So that's good, man. So when did you move out to Vegas, man?
I moved out here when I was 17. What's crazy is if I graduated when I was 17, but if I had to graduate when I was 18, I probably wouldn't have standing in Detroit. But my mom forced me. She's like, no, it's bad. You need to get out of here. You're moving with me to Vegas. And I'm like, all right, I have no choice.
Oh, west side or east side?
East side Detroit. Okay, yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, east side Detroit. My dad lived downriver, though. So okay. I was back and forth. And then the last 2 years of high school, I moved in with him and went to school in Trenton.
Okay.
I went to Finney, Trinity Catholic. Oh, yeah, oh, okay. All the East Side schools. Like Joyce Elementary, all that. Shout out to East Side.
That's what's up.
So when did you start taking your career seriously? I know you started around
when you were younger. My mom said I could sing around like 7, 8. And it was kind of like, my dad was like, okay, but it kind of eased into it.
Okay.
We were doing like talent shows for my stepmom in the living room, like me and my little sisters. Like she'd sit there for 3 hours and we put on a full blown production in the middle of the living room. Every time I came out to the visit, every weekend. So wow. So I kind of like been performing since I was little. Like, so it's natural for me to just do that. And I think I started really taking it serious when I was like 11. And what's crazy is I seen Genuine, the None of Your Friends Business video.
Mm-hmm.
And that video came out. And I was always a fan of Usher and Justin Timberlake, but Genuine was like my third guy. And like, I just seen him like do the little dance move with the broom. And I'm like, you know what?
I want to do that.
So I did it in a talent show. And yes. I did it in a talent show. And the girls are screaming. I was like, it's a rap.
It's a rap.
Yeah, this it's is it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep on doing this. And that took off from there. Just kept at it.
I love
Genuine's
it.
Genuine's from my hometown. Oh, and
yeah.
I actually...
DC? Is it
Maryland? DC, yeah, Maryland.
I've been to his house. And
he's like family. Yeah. Like my family's very close to him, so...
Yeah, Genuine's my dog, man.
He's cool.
Well, you know, TDG's coming back. You know they got...
You think so?
Yeah.
It is.
I'm going to say this on your part, just because you my guy, they're not. As soon as that announcement came out
I'm cussing out Tyrese.
It got me excited. It got me very excited, and I texted Genuine immediately. I texted him like, bro, he's like, nah.
That's Tyrese. That's Tyrese.
Yeah. I would love for them.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's kind of messed up because fans is really like, I genuinely got excited.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I had to confirm it. Like, let me make sure. And Tank said it. He's like, but Genuine is not here. So how you gonna make this?
Right. Sure enough. So you know what? So R&B.
So it's not happening
money,
for real.
Yeah, R&B money. Y'all doing fake news now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I text him right away. Like, come on, hey, Tank. Bro, y'all doing it? He like, nah, absolutely not. I'm like, dang, that's crazy, man.
So you got these I looked up, man. You're very very heavily on Spotify. I mean, I see your rotation. You got some really good music on there, man. I love almost every joint, to be honest with you.
I appreciate it, man.
You know, so what's coming out for you? I mean, what we got planned
so
for?
I just dropped my new single, The Right Time. My boy Jazz Laser, he pinned that for me. He writes for Chris Brown and Summer Walker, like all these great R&B singers out in I want to come out and just keep elevating. And he's probably one of the best songwriters I know.
Yeah.
Like, the song is fire. Incredible. Yeah. So that's the new single we got pushing right now. And then the song me and Hype have, Leave You Alone, he's been bumping that in like every club, lounge, everywhere he goes, he plays it. So like, that's been blowing up too. So I'm like, that's crazy. Like,
so can we just get rid of this stigma of you and So Hype? You guys, like, he you just not know each other.
Oh yeah, that's my brother. My brother.
These are
like,
family.
Like, yeah, we're family. So like, yeah, we met like years ago at a show that went bad, and we kind of just end up talking for hours, and then you know it kind of was history from there, and we just been working together. You know, I was one of the groomsmen in his wedding.
Nice.
So folks, yeah. He does know.
So y'all so really good.
Yeah, he does. Do y'all know each other for real? I don't know who in my video. I just threw him in there.
That's what's up. Got any questions?
Yes. So have you done any collaborations with anyone? And do you want to do any with anyone?
I definitely, there's a lot of people I definitely work with. Over the years, like, I've worked with other like indie artists, like Jazz, shout out to Bobby Bon Jovi, let's see, who else? So many people, like, I'm kind of going blank right now.
That's okay.
Yeah, TJ Upshaw out in Detroit, mm-hmm. Arson out here, he's from Detroit but he lives out here, D. Arson. Man, it's a long list. But as far as people I would like to work with, like in the business, Tank is definitely somebody I love to work with.
Yeah.
Pharrell, Usher.
Of course.
Nice.
Of course.
Some good ones.
Breezy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People like that. You know, just people that have inspired me over the years, basically.
That's what's up.
So with music being so saturated, you know, so they say.
It is.
What are you doing to make sure you stand out? What are some of the things you're doing besides being authentic to yourself?
Yeah, that's really what I'm trying to, just stand true to me. Like, I get a lot of people to say, oh, you should switch it up. Do kind of like harder R&B or, you know, kind of. And it's not really necessarily out of my comfort zone to do that type of music, because I have trap songs about girls 1 and 2. And it's kind of like, more, how would I say this, more R&B rappy type of music, which I it's really easy to do, to like, for me it's easy to do that. And I really like to show like growth, like mm-hmm. vocals. I'm just really an R&B dude, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I always hear my dad in my head, did you hear that note? You do this. And I'm like that with my daughter. Like, I really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
I had to sing for y'all.
You
because,
want it.
Yes. Yeah, I really want people to understand, like, R&B singing is
beautiful voice she has,
you know what I'm saying?
As well.
Yeah, music is so special to me, especially R&B. And so, like, I'm really big on, like, the singing, the vocals, and just the live show and all that stuff. Like, that's really where I stand with it, you know what I mean? So I like to stay true to me. Like, when you come see me perform, if I don't have a band, me and my DJ, me and Hype gonna put on a show, you know what I'm saying?
So
y'all
love that.
Y'all remember,
yeah, I love that too.
Yes.
Y'all remember, like, oh,
I felt like it
yo,
was a
he
mini
was a,
show,
you know what I mean
too.
Like, they feel impacted, and I feel like a lot of people don't put the effort into leaving people remembering them, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, all right, they paid to come see me, I'm about to get this money, instead of like leaving an impression. Like,
yes.
I remember going to concerts and I was like, damn, man, it changed. Like, Justin Timberlake, I seen him live for the first time when I first moved out here for that Future Sex Love Sound show, and it was incredible. Like, the stage was moving, and I'm never gonna forget that, you know what I mean? I haven't seen Beyonce yet, God. I've seen Usher multiple times. I opened for him out in Australia.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the art of that has kind of faded away. Cause
yeah,
maybe because artist development now, like people don't really develop now. It's like they get signed off of the internet. And
yes,
the label's like, all right, we can make money off them right quick, so sign them.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's a lost art, but I try to stay true to myself, like just how I was taught. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like music is special. You know?
It is. It is. It's a very powerful tool. Very powerful tool. So we are here at the Growing Sexy R&B podcast. We are we got this campaign thing that we are joint ventures with, celebrating Black love. Mm-hmm. It's a campaign that another podcast that we are doing ventures with. And I always like to ask this question to all artists: when you hear the words Black love, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
For me, it's about Black people supporting each other and loving themselves. For me personally, like, just, you know, knowing that we are incredible human beings, like we come from greatness, and we kind of trendsetters, like, for everything, especially like in America, like hip-hop, R&B, like fashion. It's just, to me, that's what, you know, Black love is, just excellence.
I love it.
I love that. Yes.
So,
come on, Black love.
Yeah, snap it up. So what also we do here, we like to do our own version of Voltron.
Oh, that's the Voltron. Hey, you know, I've been, every time I listen to R&B Money Podcast, I'm like, man, I can't wait to get on this podcast one day. Please, God.
So this
is cool. This is a good
good warm up. So if you had a choice, you know, male, female, past, old, give me like three artists that you will create a mega group.
A mega group?
Yeah, like, you know, three to four artists.
So if I could do a woman group and a man group? No, so like two separate ones, just a group, like a Black Eyed Peas type thing?
Yeah, mix it up. You know,
however you want.
Who are these artists that you're going to put together?
I'd probably do Beyonce, Usher, Justin Timberlake. That would be my group.
Damn, that's quick. He just whipped that out real quick.
Yeah, those are like my top three. For me. I mean, obviously, Mike and Prince are like...
Yeah.
They on everybody's list. You know
right.
I mean? So I don't even really like the... And Stevie. I don't really like to incorporate them because they like the gods of R&B.
Facts.
They're like sitting on a mountain just looking down at everybody. So like after that, it's definitely like Usher, Justin Timberlake, and Beyonce are like the three for me that are like right under them. Like...
Love it. I would go see that group.
Yeah.
With you in it?
Oh, yeah. If I was in it, yeah. Oh, yeah. I take that.
It's like you in it too.
I ain't quite there, but I take it.
I claim it.
I will take it.
So so tell us where we can find you, man. We got your tags all over here, man. Oh, yeah. So tell us where they put the people to find you.
At Carlos Ferrar on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. TikTok. I'm trying to think of all these social medias because it's like thousands of them now, but it's just my name on everything. So KarlosFarrar. And you can find me on all of them.
That's what, hey man, are you gonna do another song for us, man?
Oh yeah, for sure.
What's the name of this track that you're gonna do for us?
Leave You Alone. That's the one with me on hype.
Yes, man. That's my shit. Hey, before you go, bro, we gotta put you on the Wall of Fame.
I appreciate
gotta
it.
Go up
yeah,
on
man,
there.
I see y'all got some. Y'all
gotta go up.
Gotta
there.
Go up on the Wall of Fame. So you know, of course, you know, we got the photos. You know, because you know, we spend a lot of money here at the Grown and Sexy podcast.
That's how we doing.
So we got some fly right here.
Yeah, I see the right time. Yeah, the new single. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Fire. That's fire. That's fire.
So I want you to you know
sign that and bless our wall.
Bless our wall. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But ladies and gentlemen, y'all just keep it locked, man. We're gonna have my man Carlos come back with an extraordinary performance. This man Kiefer
and Tasha, keep it locked.
Dreams you see on screens. I always imagine that it's all fine, as long as I got you to make believe. Cause you give me purpose, you make it all worth it. Love got me feeling like I'm waking up, like a wish on a candle, a crown in a castle, like Cinderella, Ella, Ella. Cause we gon' make it happen every time. cold start my carriage when we ride. Keep me icy diamonds when we white. Snowy white, yeah. Nothing was different on me. I didn't see what you see. You was the one applying the pressure. You to make believe, 'cause you give me purpose, you make it all worth it. Your love got me feeling like I'm waking up. I can push on a candle, a corner of the castle, like Cinderella, Ella, Ella. 'Cause we gon' make it happen every time. Calling all these niggas just try to brag about the pussy whole time. I'm curving his friends. See, you know that I like shit nasty. Kissing from my neck to my ass. She's baby, don't gas me. Try to hold it underneath for you to outlast me. You know how I like a nigga, you ain't gotta ask me. Look, slap my ass and pull my hair. Show me up, but I don't care. Put my legs behind
me. With your man Kiefer.
And your girl Tasha.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
So, so we got another performance.
And I'm excited. I can't wait to hear.
Carlos is getting it in. So you guys are about to get real, real intimate with this man right now. So you guys just keep it locked. The one and only Carlos Farrell.
Y'all know what time it is. Hey, come on. What else? What's his name? Carlos Farrell. What up? Come on. Hey, if you at home right now, I need everybody to put their hands up one time and rock with me.
Y'all know who I am.
Let's go. DJ So Hype. Hey, two-step with it. Two-step with it. Two-step with it. Come on. Hey, two-step with it. Two-step with it. Two-step with it. Come on. Hey, I can't leave you alone tonight. What? I can't leave you alone tonight. What? I can't leave you alone. Carlos, talk to him. Let's go.
We had it. We lost it. We drove up, but we hit the brakes. And I know what it cost us. We had tries, but we lost the case. Now we're just here waiting for one of us to walk away. 'Cause we both wanna be happy, but we never are when we're face to face.
Break it down, come on.
But every time we say we're done, every time we say it's really over, every time we say goodbye, you catch my eye and I pull you closer. And then you stay one more night, and everything starts all over again. It won't end. It's like I just can't leave you alone, girl. Leave you alone, alone. Leave you alone, girl.
Come on.
Leave you alone. I just can't leave you. It's like we ended just to start it again. It's like we lost our way, we knew we should win, yeah, yeah. We wanna leave, but we don't want it to end. We come right back, come on. Let's try to work it out.
Come on.
Let's try the same old thing again, even though it won't be no different than before.
Come on.
Let's try to cut it out.
Hey.
'Cause we both know what we need to do. It's time for us
Carlos,
to
break it down. Come on.
But every time we say we're done,
hey.
Every time we say it's really over, right. Every time we say goodbye, now you catch my eye and I pull you closer.
Hey.
And then you stay one more night,
yeah.
And everything starts all over again.
It
won't end. It's like I just can't
leave you.
Come on.
Hey, come on.
No.
Say, not just
can't leave you alone.
Hit it one time like, hey, right, come on, hey, DJ So Hype, Carlos Ferrar, fresh as ever, ENT, they know what it means,
just
come on.
Yo, shout out to the Grown and Sexy R&B Live podcast for having me today. This was a blast. I appreciate it. It's your boy Carlos Ferrar, man, signing off.
Web it up, fighter.
Well, guys, you know, hey, we want to end the show, but make sure you guys tune in because we're almost at the end of the season.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So we got a couple more episodes left. So you guys, we got some very special things happening in the next two episodes. So you guys just keep it locked right here. Make sure you guys follow us on all of our social platforms.
Yes.
Go to grownandsexyrnblive.com. You get everything. All our platforms, everything. Even the all the shows are on there as well.
Yes.
So you guys just
check them out.
Follow us. Register. Get caught in, you know what I'm saying? Get locked in. Like I always said, this is the authority of R&B music right here.
Right here. You heard it first.
Las Vegas, right here. So, you know, like, these guys, keep it locked right here. It's your man, Kiefer.
And Tasha.
Going Sexy R&B Live.
Give a million times, but you won't fool me more.